A new teacher preparation program expands the pipeline between ISU and Chicago Public Schools.
Teachers who reflect the population of one of the most wonderfully diverse cities in the entire United States.
That's ISU President Larry Dietz. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Wednesday, October 14th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now, let's lead off with Illinois State University taking part in a new effort to help Chicago Public Schools develop more homegrown teachers. More from Eric Stock.
Teach Chicago Tomorrow aims to put 500 CPS graduates into their classrooms annually. Students would take classes in Chicago to get their teaching degree at ISU. Graduates would be put on a priority hiring list. ISU President Larry Dietz says the program can build off its existing teacher pipeline.
We at ISU look forward to working with our partners to create an innovative teacher education program that prepares quality teachers for the city of Chicago. Teachers who reflect the population of one of the most wonderfully diverse cities in the entire United States.
Teach Chicago Tomorrow also aims to boost the number of Black and Latinx teachers, particularly among men, to better reflect the student population. Currently, nearly 90% of CPS students are children of color, when nearly half of their teachers are white. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says it makes an enormous difference when teachers look like their students and are invested in the same communities.
In my educational career, really starting at kindergarten through 12th grade, I never had a classroom in which there was a teacher of color, not once. That is a sad reality of where I grew up, but that cannot be the reality for a city like Chicago.
ISU graduate Daniel Jackson returned to his native Chicago South Side, where he now teaches second graders. He wants more CPS grads to follow in his footsteps.
Teach Chicago Tomorrow will normalize seeing more teachers of color in our classroom, especially brothers, men of color.
Illinois State University produces 1 in 6 teachers in Illinois and produces more teachers than any other school in the Midwest. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Authorities have identified 20-year-old Jaleel Johnson as the victim killed in Monday's shooting on Iowa Street on Bloomington's west side. Two others were critically injured. The fifth and final defendant in the Coliseum fraud case, former GM Bart Rogers, isn't going on trial this week after all. It's been delayed. And construction is now underway on a new DeBraz's Monkey exhibit, expanding Miller Park Zoo's collection of African animals. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis met Democratic challenger Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan for the second debate of their high-profile rematch last night in Normal. Ryan Denham has a recap.
Londrigan tried repeatedly to link Davis to President Trump's track record on the pandemic, tax reform, and incivility in politics. They met in a mostly empty auditorium at ISU in a socially distanced 13-district debate hosted by WGLT. Londrigan repeatedly noted that Davis is an honorary co-chair of Trump's re-election campaign. Trump won the 13th district by 5 percentage points last time around. Londrigan criticized Trump's response to the pandemic.
Think about what it would have been like if we would have had a president who stood in front of us and told us the truth, had a plan, worked with Congress to make sure that we were moving forward, and instead we had somebody stand up there, lie to us, and people like Congressman Davis bury their heads in the sand.
Davis repeatedly invoked the name of Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. He says that Pelosi is the real reason that lawmakers and Trump have not agreed on another round of coronavirus relief.
Remember, it was less than a year ago that COVID-19 was discovered here on Earth, and we are doing a great job in making sure that we address the testing issues compared to where America was. And it is in record time that we are allowing that testing to ramp up. We need to do more. We have learned a lot, and there were bipartisan failures in addressing what a national stockpile should look like.
Responding to a question about economic inequality, Londrigan said those disparities were exacerbated by the 2017 tax cuts championed by Davis. More than 60% of the tax savings went to people in the top 20% of the income ladder. That's according to the nonpartisan Tax Policy Center. Londrigan again summoned Trump's name and his $750 personal income tax bill.
As we found out, President Trump wrote off $70,000 in hairstyling. Teachers can only write off $250 in school supplies.
Davis said the 2017 tax cuts helped revitalize the economy, pointing to what he called a period of historic economic growth and low unemployment. That was before COVID hit.
I don't believe that this country can leave anybody behind if we actually put good policies in place to fight poverty and to address the issue and get people into those good-paying jobs that were just here right before the pandemic began.
Londrigan says Davis has not done enough to hold Trump accountable. She referred to a 538 ranking of how members of Congress have voted in relationship to Trump's position.
He talks bipartisanship, but he votes with this president 91% of the time.
Davis again cited his rank on the list of the most bipartisan members of Congress at number 13. That's according to the Lugar Center's Bipartisan Index. He says Londrigan should condemn the vitriol coming from Pelosi, including recently calling Republicans enemies of the state.
If you don't believe that that type of rhetoric led a deranged gunman to want to take out his political grievances on me and my friends, then you are more partisan than I ever thought. And that was a pretty heavy lift.
That's a reference to the 2017 shooting at a congressional baseball practice. Davis Londrigan in 2018 was one of the tightest races in the country. Davis won by just 2,000 votes. The rematch comes during a presidential election year with higher turnout expected. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can watch our full video of the debates at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, the McLean County Board of Health meets today at 5:30. On the agenda is planning for a possible winter COVID resurgence. And the Normal Public Library is finally reopening today after months of being closed due to the pandemic. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute now at WGLT.org.